Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Final hour of Oilers Now this week. It's Brendan Escott keeping you company so that Bob could be with the team on the plane earlier. They are in Toronto, start of a three-game road trip against the Maple Leafs tomorrow night, 5 p.m. puck drop. Hello. 5 p.m. puck drop. And then it's Ottawa on Sunday. They'll get the Jets in Winnipeg before they come back home to host a couple of California-based teams. But as I said off the top, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the schedule. Final 15 games of the regular season. You've got eight of them on the road, seven at Rogers Place. It'll be a lot of fun, regardless of what happens along the way. Now, you can keep in touch, and I think we're going to open up the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline in about 15 minutes or so. So if you got something to say, keep it close to the vest, and then we'll unleash it in a bit here. But you could always get in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, where we've had a lot of different opinions about whether this Oilers-Maple Leafs rivalry even exists, or if media hacks like myself just make it up so that we can sit here and talk to you for an hour about it. Probably truth in the middle of this somewhere. I don't deliberately make it up. I think it's exciting, personally, but maybe I'm just caught up in something that someone else made up. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about the Edmonton Oil Kings, shall we? Because this team continues to draw attention in this community, the hockey community, the great one that we have here in Edmonton, despite the fact that they're not necessarily putting the results up on the standings. They're rebuilding right now after an incredible couple of seasons with WHL championship and aspirations and that sort of thing. So let's figure out the secret to success, or at least as much as they're willing to tell us, as we welcome aboard the Director of Business Operations, Kevin Radomski. Kevin, you're on with Brendan tonight. Always appreciate a chance to chat.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great, actually. Thank you very much. You must be excited, but a little bit bittersweet in the sense that you're expecting a busy one on Sunday to wrap the season, Kevin, but it is, of course, the end of the regular season as well.
It's crazy to say, like, for a lot of people, they don't realize that with junior hockey, we start early, right? We start the third week of September, mm-hmm. and then the regular season wraps up in the third week of March. And to say that we're here, it's a little bit surreal, to be honest with you, but it's been a ton of fun. But yeah, this Sunday is our very final game of the season at Rogers Place, and Saturday night is our last game on the road in Red Deer.
So an opportunity, theoretically, for someone to catch both, as long as the roads are, as long as they're doing okay. But talk to me about, you know, just the fact I'm looking through the attendance numbers, and we'll hone in on this weekend momentarily. But you guys, again, I say, in a rebuilding year, Kevin, have churned out, by my count, five totals of up over 10,000 seats, 10,000 tickets sold, these kinds of things. And, you know, a lot of the credit, I'm sure, to the team being out in the community and the business team behind the scenes. What do you think are some of the factors that beef up the numbers like that?
Yeah, you know what, and thank you very much for that, and you're not wrong. Like, our attendance this year, before we even play our final game on Sunday, is already higher than we were through 34 games last year. So we've already welcomed over 234,000 guests to the 33 of the home games. And I can tell you that you are right. Like, the Edmonton Oil Kings, we really take a lot of pleasure and pride in being that community pillar. Like, we're out there, we're making sure that we're at the schools reading to kids in Read-In Week, and we're making sure that our players are developing on the ice and off the ice. But you know what it really comes down to? It's the value. And the ability to see junior hockey in an amazing facility like Rogers Place for $20. And then this year, we actually introduced a kids' food combo, because we said, you know what, we want to make sure the value goes after you bought the ticket, and it still continues on throughout the game. And so we've got 8 different kids' food combos that are $10 or less. And these are the foods that the kids want to eat. Like, we're talking hot dogs and corn dogs and popcorn, and you don't need to be a kid to order them. They're just kid size, but they're $10 or less. So we want to make sure that the families who are the cornerstone of our fan base can come out repeatedly and really enjoy thrilling junior hockey.
Well, forget about Rogers Place. You're not going to find that price point anywhere, right? for a nice snack, something like that. And, you know, I mean, food's one thing you guys do. Family days, and it's, are you doing any special events to close the season out in terms of, I've heard of bouncy castles in the past, yeah, that kind of thing?
Well, you know what's funny is every Sunday, and it just so happens our last game is on a Sunday, but every Sunday we have a carnival zone inside Ford Hall that you don't have to pay to go in. It's already built in. As soon as you're an Oil King fan, you get to go in the carnival zone. Yeah, it's got bouncy castles, face painters, balloon artists, and it's something that really helps the families. I used to have younger kids. My kids are now older, but when they were younger, it just helps the whole energy of the experience, where they can bounce around, burn off a little bit of that energy during the intermissions, during the pregame, that type of thing. And of course, because we are junior hockey, at the end of every Sunday, we have our players up on the concourse signing autographs as well. And because it's the last game, all 23 of our players are going to be up on the concourse signing autographs for our fans after the game.
So it's a 4:00 puck drop on Sunday to complete the home and home series with Red Deer. We've got the alternate governor and director of business operations of the Oil Kings, Kevin Radomski, on the line. And I think back to some of the different promotions that you guys have done this year specifically. The Love Wrestling Night was absolutely spectacular. Is there anything in particular that stands out to you, Kevin, whether it was a jersey that you guys have done? There's been so many that you've unleashed this year. It's been a lot of fun, I imagine.
Well, you know what's funny is we've actually worn 5 themed jerseys, raising money for 5 different charities here in the greater Edmonton area. We've done over $50,000 to those charities. And what we take so much pride in is that we play hockey here. Our players come from all over Western Canada and into the upper northwest of the U.S., and when they're here, they're ingrained in part of our community. And so for us to raise more than $15,000 for the Stollery Children's Hospital, more than $19,000 for 630 Ched Santa's Anonymous, like, that just fills us with pride. And what I really love is we have these young players who aren't necessarily from Edmonton, but they are Edmontonians when they leave here and they head home for the summer. So that was a ton of fun. All those different themed jerseys. We've worn jerseys to SpongeBob SquarePants on Family Day. Last weekend, we just wore a military camouflage jersey, and we raised money for Valor Place right here at Edmonton. So it's a little bit of the recipe for fun. It's all about, let's have fun on the ice. Let's give our fans tremendous value. But then let's also make sure that we're impacting the community, and we're helping the community be even better, be even stronger. And it all comes from watching junior hockey. But I can tell you, the one thing that we tried this year that I still can't believe we accomplished is we had Elvis Night on Sunday the 14th of January. And I brought this Elvis impersonator up, and I'm telling you, he looks so good. Like on the money, young Elvis, because all the different versions of Elvis throughout his lifespan. But he was a young Elvis. And I had asked the coaching staff, I said, you know, I would love it if all of our players would be wearing those Elvis glasses with the sideburns on the side. We handed out 1,000 pairs of them, and wouldn't you know, I had 23 players in the tunnel ready to take warm-up wearing the glasses, and all I could hear is, I can't see anything, as they're piling onto the ice to take warm-up. That might be my favorite memory of this past season. It was fantastic.
Amazing. And I'll tell you what, like, there's, you get the sense that there's just not really a bad time there. And this is to say that when you look at the results of the team and where they're at in the standings, there's no correlation necessarily. So you don't have to sit back and say, oh, geez, well, you know, as long as the team's doing good, we'll be doing good. You've got to be able to take a lot of pride in knowing that this community turns out for this team regardless of a win or a loss or who's playing, if there's first round NHL picks ready to go, or if it's a time like this where they're looking toward, you know, building toward the next chapter.
No question at all. And I'd say to you that you're exactly right with that statement, is that what we're doing is we're selling the entertainment and the tremendous value. And if we happen to win, it's even so much the better. But to your point, we've had the championships. We had tremendous attendance. We've had tremendous attendance when we haven't had the championships. And what it's done is it's really showcased like the commitment from our group. And we've got a team of men and women that are selling the junior hockey. And it's the minor hockey teams that are coming out. It's the bowling associations that are coming out. It's everything, because just imagine how much fun it is when you have, you know, 10,000 plus fans in the building cheering on the Edmonton Oil Kings. And I can tell you, for Sunday's final game, this Sunday is our final home game, we're already over 16,000 tickets sold. So we've only got a couple thousand tickets left. I don't think it's going to sell out, but it's going to be within an eyelash of it. And to say that we've got that type of support while the Oilers are doing so tremendously well, it just showcases the commitment and really the value that people are seeing here at the Oil Kings at Rogers Place.
Yeah, I don't want to talk out of turn, but I clicked on Ticketmaster specifically, and it didn't look like there was anything left in the lower bowl. So yeah, like, you really better get on tickets if you're looking for that kind of thing. And what time would you want to arrive there on Sunday, Kevin? Is there anything going on? I think you mentioned the award ceremony prior to puck drop.
Exactly that. So, yeah, so our doors are opening at 3 o'clock. We're going to ask all of our fans who are trying to be in their seats for 3:45, and this way you won't miss a minute of the pregame ceremony that's going to start at 3:50. So 10 minutes to 4 o'clock is when everything's going to start. We're going to drop the puck around 4:15, and we'll probably have the game done somewhere around 6:30. So what I love about these game times, again, family-focused, is that for all the youngins that have to go to school on Monday, they don't get the excuse of, oh, we came home late from the Oil Kings game. You're going to be home in time for a late dinner if you so want it. So for all the kids who are listening, trying to use that as the I can't go to school Monday morning excuse, we've already covered that off. Sorry about that. But you're going to be home at around like 6:30 kind of thing.
Yeah, that's still time to do homework, Kevin. What are you guys thinking?
Exactly. And honestly, it's one of the things that we've been doing this since 2007. And when the Oil Kings came back in, that's always been our mindset and our mantra of, hey, we used to have young kids. If you do have young kids, we want to make it so you can enjoy tremendous hockey, but then really not own your whole day with it. And to come here at 3 o'clock and be home by 6:30, I think it's a recipe that seems to be very successful, and we're very, very grateful that our fans support junior hockey to the level that they have.
Well, congratulations on another phenomenally successful season from that standpoint, and enjoy Sunday. I think it's going to be nice for you guys.
Thank you very much. Always appreciate the support.
Absolutely. That's the alternate governor and director of business operations of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Kevin Radomski. I'll tell you what, this team's really turned it on, you know, in the second half of the season. We know what the record is, and we know that they're in the basement of the East, but they have put up 6 goals a night on occasion, and they've got the likes of Adam Jekko in the lineup, but potential early second round, maybe even a late first round pick in this year's NHL draft. You got Ty Nash, you got Gavin Hodnett, a former first rounder in the Bantam draft. So the on-ice product is entertaining, but you just heard why it's what it's really about there. Anyway, 780-496-0063. How about this rivalry? Or am I making this up? Oh my goodness. Some of you are really accusing me of just being a bought and paid for so-and-so son of a gun. Maybe. No, I promise that's not the case. Oiler Lover says Matthews is just not a good sport, although he may have revealed his affiliation with his handle. Austin Matthews, one word, fool, says Tim. Kev has texted us and said small sample size, but Stetcher is going to push for a spot come playoff time. Quick feet, smart puck decisions, excellent hustle. That's from Kev, who also goes by Penner's Pancakes. Either one of those handles is just fine by me. We got Big Bad Joe calling in. Kellen, I'm going to let you put that one on pause. Maybe I'll throw it a break right now. I'll let you say hi first. Oh, my God. Live radio, everybody. Ford Canada is the most, or pardon me, Ford Canada's President's Award. Let's get this one right. Ford Canada's President's Award. The most prestigious honor that a dealership could receive. It's awarded for excellence in sales and customer satisfaction. Uncle Milt says that most customers are thrilled when they pick up their new vehicle. And the key to customer satisfaction is problem solving. The Brent Ridge Ford team dedicated to solutions. It is that dedication that's earned Brent Ridge that 13th Diamond Club Award. 13 times over for fair and open vehicle ownership. You can call Rich, Johnny, or Uncle Milt at Brent Ridge Ford, 780-352-6048. Let's call a quick timeout, and we'll bring aboard Big Bad Joe when we return to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Bergeron fanning on his pass and then gave it away to Stephon, and he goes in and he fell. And now here's a long pass to off Sikora to Ryan Smith in front. Hemsky scores! Hemsky with 2 seconds to play in the third period, and Stephon really lost the game for the Stars. Well, he didn't lose it, but he had an empty net.
Probably the first thing that my mom told me, actually, which is pretty funny. But, I don't know. It's all good fun, and I love it.
Maybe one last gasp here for the Oilers. Bergeron fans on a pass. Stephen steals, and he'll ice it. Oh, at least they thought he was going to until he blew it. That's unbelievable. Here come the Oilers the other way, and Hemsky's loose. Hemsky, he scores! Can you believe what we just saw?
Ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Patrick Stephen, you should be embarrassed for what you just did.
Ferraro, ease up on him, man. Ease up on him. His kid plays for the Oilers organization now. Oh, my goodness. Patrick Stephen, living in NHL infamy, as we know, but somewhere in a soft spot of your Oilers heart. Wow. James Stephen appears to be a heck of a hockey player right here. I had to get the first one in because it's Rod Phillips. Let's get the goosebumps in. Morley Scott on color commentary there. Then you heard a little snippet from James Stephen, who signed a 3-year entry-level deal. He was on the Face-Off show last night with Reed. And then you just got to hear that Sportsnet call, don't you? Despite Ray Ferraro absolutely taking him to task at the end of it. But can you believe what we just saw? Big Bad Joe, I'm sure that's not what you wanted to address, but I just had to get that audio in there. It's quite the throwback, and I'm really excited about the prospect. But what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, no, first thing, it is 20-bitty prospect, and you know what? He has a big chance of making the Oilers, but I sure hope that he not is in a game-deciding position and has an empty net, because they always say, so father, so son.
Yeah, we don't want the apple falling close to the tree there.
to go to the game from tomorrow night, it's the West against the East. And my gut feeling says from Edmonton, they're going to show tomorrow night those wannabes how hockey is being played. And that's all that I have to say.
I love it, Joe. Well, I'm glad you'll be listening along tomorrow night. And yeah, I think there's that's basically goes along with what another texter has said here, in that even if it's not a rivalry, this is Anthony in Trenton. He says, I don't consider it a rivalry, but I do consider it must watch hockey. And maybe that's the best way of describing it, is they don't play often enough for it to be a legitimate rivalry. You know, like you see the Oilers and Kings really PO'd at each other. Maybe it's not that, but it is must-watch hockey. I agree with Anthony, and I'm going to give him the text of the day for our friends at Great White Car Wash. That's Bob's favorite car wash, by the way, located at 10004 169th Street here in Edmonton. Okay, let's get to the news, and on the other side, I believe we are going to check in live from Toronto with the regular host of this show, Bob Stauffer. Thomas has the news.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.